First up, we're going to be speaking to Carl O'Connor. And there have been a few things happening in this space recently. So Carl has been doing a lot of work up in Darwin with refugees who have been found to be refugees by the Australian government, but are still being detained because they've had a negative assessment from ASIO. And there's been a lot of discussion recently about the problematic nature of this system, people who have had negative ASIO assessments but don't know the reasons for those assessments. The assessments haven't been reviewable and they've been placed in a state of indefinite detention in Australia's immigration detention network. So Carl's going to have a chat to us about that.
Indeed, and in fact I think we've got him on the line with us right now.
So this is Carl O'Connor on the line to talk to us about what's been happening in the area of ASIO assessments of refugees in Australia. And there's been a few things in the last week. But before we get started on those, Carl, can you tell us a bit about your background in the area and the sort of work that you're doing up in Darwin at the moment?
Sure. So Darwin has the notorious title of being the detention centre capital of Australia, and our quite small community here houses over 2,000 asylum seekers in three different detention centres, and a local group has been established by concerned residents called the Darwin Asylum Seekers Support and Advocacy Network, and we visit people in detention, we help people find lawyers, we advocate for clients, and we try and let the community know about some of the facts around refugees and asylum seekers.
And what's the background of the whole issue around ASIO assessments and refugees in Australia?
Well, since the end of the old Pacific solution, and tragically, of course, as we all know, it's recommenced, but since the end of that and the increased numbers of refugees coming, asylum seekers coming to Australia in recent years, ASIO has been conducting assessments in relation to those people, and there's been over 50 asylum seekers who have been issued with negative assessments. The consequences for those people are pretty dire. It means they're detained indefinitely in detention in Australia. If they're in the community, they're immediately removed from that community, and if they have family members, they're removed from family members placed in detention.
And what are the sorts of things that would lead to someone having a negative ASIO assessment?
Well, tragically, no one knows, because ASIO is not obliged to not only inform a person who's subject to a negative assessment or their lawyers or the courts as to the grounds upon which they've issued a negative assessment. So in many ways, no one knows. We do know that under the ASIO Act, ASIO has broad powers to issue negative assessments on national security grounds. That does not necessarily mean that someone is a terrorist or ASIO suspects they may be a terrorist. That may be because they have links to an organisation which is a listed terrorist organisation, and ASIO say they do. Or it might even mean that ASIO allege that they're involved in people smuggling. So there's a lot of uncertainty around this, and really no one knows the real grounds upon which they're issued with these negative assessments.
So the people that you speak to in the immigration detention centres in Darwin, how long have they been detained for generally in this state of uncertainty?
Well, the average time frame is usually 2 years by the time someone's given a negative assessment. There's a Tamil man now in Darwin at the Darwin Airport Lodge, who's really at the end of his tether. He's been waiting 2 years for an assessment. ASIO has the power not only to issue negative assessments, which can result in these people being detained indefinitely, but it also has the power to tell the Immigration Department that a person shouldn't be released on community detention. And unfortunately, this happens to a lot of people. They're not informed that it's ASIO doing it, but they can find out through freedom of information requests and the like. But ASIO has amazing, broad, general, sweeping powers over the lives of asylum seekers and refugees.
And, Carl, one of the reasons that we were keen to speak to you today is that there have been a couple of developments in this area over the last week. So the listeners may have heard of a High Court matter that was decided
recently that looked at this very issue. Can you tell us a little bit about that case and what the court decided?
Yes, so that involved a challenge to a determination by a Sri Lankan man. He was successful, but he was successful on very technical grounds, which would allow the Commonwealth to legislate around the court's decision. So unfortunately, in many ways, it's only a technical win. And with legislative amendment, which both the government and the opposition have said that they will support, that'll mean effectively that that man will remain detained indefinitely in detention. There is a bill before Parliament at the moment. It's been introduced by the Australian Greens. And that bill would provide real rights to refugees in terms of their right of appeal and their indefinite detention in Australian detention centres.
And what do you think are the chances of that bill being passed, Carl?
Well, like with most things concerning asylum seekers and refugees, there's general consensus amongst most politicians that, you know, the harder the better. So despite the draconian nature of these policies, that bill's unlikely to be supported. I mean, in recent, only today or yesterday, I think it was, the Attorney-General announced that there would be a review mechanism put in place in relation to asylum seekers who are subject to these negative assessments, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But they're not entitled, it's not review by the courts, it's review by an administrator. It's one step forward, but there's still a lot that needs to be done, and anybody who's listening to this, who's a lawyer, who's a law student or some way involved with the justice system, they really need to speak up in any groups they're involved with, in any organisations they're involved with, because detention without trial is something that's abhorrent to our justice system, and it shouldn't occur in this country.
Yeah, I mean, I think you only need to imagine what it would be like to be locked up in a detention centre for months or years without really knowing the reason, to get a sense of the injustice of this whole situation.
Well, that's right. I mean, these people really have no hope, and they can't tell their families they have any hope. And there's people in Darwin whose families have had to put children into orphanages because their father, the only provider in many circumstances, has been in detention for so long. Many people in Darwin who are subject to these negative assessments have done some quite horrible things for themselves and ended up in hospitals and psychiatric wards. There was one person, young man in Darwin, who was 17 years old when he was issued with a negative assessment at the Darwin Airport Lodge. Now, the Darwin Airport Lodge is a detention centre where families are housed. It's supposed to be one of the best in the country, but there are weekly suicides and self-harm attempts there. And this man, unfortunately, attempted suicide after he was given this negative assessment, and he was only 17 years old at the time.
And Carl, how does the government justify this system and the harms that flow from it? What are the dangers that they're supposed to be protecting us from?
Well, I guess members of the government would make the argument that it's necessary to detain these people on if they're issued with an assessment that indicates they're a threat to national security. However, in circumstances where no one knows the nature of that threat, there should be some serious question marks in relation to that. One of those people who have been subject to a negative assessment is a mother of two children. She was removed from those children, removed from her husband, and placed into detention indefinitely when she was issued with a negative assessment. It's not unusual. Negative assessments aren't unusual. There are hundreds of people in Australia who have been issued with negative ASIO assessments. Some of them citizens, some of them not. And throughout the decades, people have been issued or seen as national security threats for all sorts of reasons. It doesn't necessarily mean that they need to be placed in detention indefinitely. The government could look at all sorts of alternative means to detaining people if they have grounds to think there's some form of risk to national security. And if ASIO can issue a negative assessment to a person who they allege is involved in people smuggling, it's difficult to see why it's necessary to detain that person. If they have grounds to allege that that person is involved somehow in people smuggling, there must be other ways of monitoring their behaviour, monitoring their actions, other than throwing them inside a detention centre indefinitely.
I suppose it's a sort of a watch this space for now, so we have to wait to see how the government responds to the High Court case, how they decide to implement this new review mechanism. But Carl, thanks very much for speaking to us tonight, and we might be in touch again a bit later to get a bit of an update.
All right, great, thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
That was Carl O'Connor from DASAN, a Darwin-based community group that assists asylum seekers and refugees in Darwin immigration detention centres.